The domestic political landscape this Monday is dense with institutional conflict, and I want to work through several threads. First, two FBI agents were fired for refusing to participate in the Georgia 2020 election investigation. Specifically, they declined to execute a subpoena for Fulton County election worker data that a federal judge had already quashed, calling it an arbitrary fishing expedition. So the sequence is important. A judge rules the subpoena is legally unsound, two agents refuse to proceed on those grounds, and they're terminated. That's a significant statement about the administration's relationship with institutional legal judgment.
The DOJ's social media account also generated its own controversy. New Mexico's attorney general accused the Justice Department of blocking the state's Epstein investigation, and a DOJ social media account replied in a way that appeared to confirm the interference. The phrase, "we are," in response to the accusation. Whether that was a rogue staffer, a glitch, or an intentional provocation, it became a news story in its own right and fueled what's now a very loud argument about federal coordination with Epstein-related investigations.
Then there's the Air Force One leak investigation. The White House has tapped FBI Director Kash Patel to lead a probe into who leaked information about security gaps in the new presidential aircraft to the New York Times. Four Times reporters were subpoenaed to testify before a grand jury. This matters because it represents an escalation of the administration's approach to press leaks. Using grand jury subpoenas against journalists, which press freedom advocates say is a direct threat to source protection and the ability of reporters to hold government accountable.
Trump also threatened Maggie Haberman specifically, saying she would pay the price over health reporting. Given that Haberman has been one of the most consistent chroniclers of Trump's inner circle across multiple administrations, the threat has a personal quality beyond ordinary media criticism. Taken together, the agent firings, the DOJ social media episode, the reporter subpoenas, the Haberman threat, you're looking at an administration that is actively using institutional power to manage information flows and punish perceived disloyalty. The pattern is consistent, even if each individual incident might be explainable in isolation.
The DOJ grand jury probe into UAW President Sean Fain also dropped into this mix. The investigation centers on allegations that Fain abused his authority to secure financial benefits for his fiancée and retaliated against a fellow union officer. This is significant labor politics. Fain had positioned the UAW as a more aggressive, confrontational union after the successful 2023 auto strike. If the investigation results in charges, it affects labor organizing dynamics and potentially the Democratic coalition heading into 2026 midterms.
And the Democrats are certainly reading the political landscape carefully. Making the big, beautiful bill a midterm weapon is a deliberate framing strategy, connecting specific provisions to specific constituent impacts, particularly Medicaid cuts, before voters forget the legislative details. Democrats believe they did this poorly with the Affordable Care Act in 2010 and paid for it. They appear determined not to repeat that particular communication failure.